Back at it on a Monday. It's Veterans Day. Snowing across great portions of the state. A lot of heavy snow coming as we head toward dawn today. The snow will intensify the closer to the morning commute we get, so please be careful out there. And the morning commute on snow, you know, what happens? Car accidents. One of the most dangerous places in Michigan, in my opinion, I-94. As you head west from I-69 and head down toward Pawpaw and the Indiana line, you know, make that long, just a dangerous stretch of highway. And I say that because this morning we're continuing the Auto No Fault Reality Tour, and that part of the highway comes to mind for me. My next guest is Kim Nolan, the owner of the Progressive Alternatives Rehabilitation Solutions in Kalamazoo, Michigan. She knows about that stretch of I-94. Kim, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Steve, and thank you also for making the people in Michigan become more aware of the devastating consequences of our new legislation for those current accident victims that are already being served, but unfortunately, those that are going to be injured in the future, like you said.
Sure.
94 is a terrible stretch of road for us here.
Yeah, this time of the year, I-94, I mean, how many bad accidents have, you know, it happens almost every time we get a bad snowfall. There are bad accidents along that stretch. Accidents that people get up in the morning, they don't think that, gosh, today's the day I'm going to be, you know, grievously injured in a devastating car accident. And so we've had this no-fault insurance since the early 1970s, and we've talked about it on the program. And the reason we're doing this, because I'm not sure that everybody got a full picture and a full understanding of the changes that are coming in July of 2020 because of the new law signed by Governor Whitmer earlier this year. And you're a provider. And one of the things that the new law dictates is how much you're able to charge for your current services. And you will only be able to charge 55% of the rate that you charge on January 1st, 2019. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right, Steve.
And so what does that mean?
It's just not sustainable for our industry. If you take a look at our home care industries that have been serving people with needs across the state, there's just absolutely no way that they can provide any kind of care with that kind of a slash in their reimbursement.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you to explain to the listeners your company, which is like many others across the state and around the country, really, but there are more here because of the way that we funded these things. And yes, we paid more for car insurance. And yes, we had more opportunity to fund these sorts of programs to take care of people that have been devastated by a bad accident. But what kind of services do you provide?
We provide the long-term aspect of care. So people who are injured after they've been through the acute hospital phase and maybe go off to a rehabilitation center, get their therapies, and then long-term is what we provide as a place for them to live. Maybe it's in their own homes or in one of our other foster care homes or supportive living programs. We provide them with some quality of life for their future and a place to get the care that they need. And that's definitely going to be jeopardized with this new legislation.
All right, so give me an idea here. It's not because here's the thing. There's, $24 billion in the Catastrophic Care Fund, which the agreement made basically between drivers and the state is that if you were devastated in a car accident, you were covered for life. But however much treatment you needed and rehab and therapy and surgery and whatever it took. And I just feel like the deal has been shifted partway through. I'm not talking about the future and people will be injured in the future in car accidents. I'm talking about those that have been injured up until this point and their level of care almost certainly will change for many of them. I mean, that's the story that I've been getting from a lot of different people that are in your position because, as you said, it's not sustainable, the level of care. And what does that mean for long-term patients? How many patients do you have and what kind of an impact do you think it'll have on them?
Well, I think that the biggest thing is that people don't realize there really isn't a system out there right now that will provide care. These people do not fit in the mental health system. They don't, basically wind up either in our jail systems, on our Medicaid rolls, which Medicaid really only covers someone that has high needs to be in an institution in a nursing home. Nursing homes are not equipped or able to really take the type of cases that we work with every day. I think there'll also be a huge increase in our homeless population. People, if they don't have families to go to that can, you know, basically quit their jobs and be home with them or provide some way to assist them, they're going to wind up in very, you know, all sorts of different homeless situations or on the streets. That's my big fear. I'm really hopeful that our legislatures will really listen. CPAN, the Coalition to Protect Auto No Fault, is doing a great job of trying to get people out, get the word out for people. They can go to protectnofault.org or cpan.us. We have a town hall meeting here in Kalamazoo tonight at the Fetzer from 6 to 8. You know, they're trying to let people know what the consequences are and encourage them to contact their legislators to help them fix this, because I don't think they intended this to happen.
You know, one would wonder if this was the intended consequence. And I've had a lot of listener and viewer mail come in. Many agree with you. Some think that I'm out to lunch on this deal by talking about it. But all I'm trying to do is provide people with the facts, because I don't believe that people got a full picture of what it would mean. And I've talked to my insurance agent, and I've checked in on whether or not I'm going to save money on my auto insurance. And the answer is no. Doesn't look that way. So our coverage is going to change.
You have to increase your liability insurance right now. We're really moving to a no-fault state. When we created this back in the 70s, it was to take this pressure off of the taxpayers and provide a way to care for people that were injured in these terrible accidents. As you listen on the news on an everyday basis, no matter where you live, you're going to hear accidents. And they created this as a way to avoid having to go to court. They avoided being able to put that on the taxpayer burden, and they, you know, worked out a great system to allow for these catastrophically injured people to get a good quality of life and ongoing care. That's been jeopardized by this legislation, absolutely.
And so what would you encourage people to do? Kim Nolan here, the owner of Progressive Alternatives Rehabilitation Solutions in Kalamazoo. Kim, what would you recommend? Do you have resources, places where people can read more and find out how it may impact them going forward?
Absolutely. One of the things I would encourage them to do is to get connected with that protectnofault.org, where you can go cpan.us, and you can get on the web and get connected with that organization. You could get regular emails. You could go on Facebook and find out more information in your area about, you know, become educated. My concern is that, you know, starting this summer, people are going to be able to choose less coverage, but they really don't understand that if they choose that less coverage and they are catastrophically injured, you know, your insurance company is not going to cover long-term care. None of them do.
Right.
Your insurance Medicaid system does not cover long-term care. It's unless you want to live in a nursing home. So I think people need to educate themselves on what the real facts are and how this could affect them if they choose that lower coverage. And they also need to stand up for all the victims in the state of Michigan
that are already there. Kim, we got to leave it right there. And I appreciate you lending your voice to the conversation. Kim Nolan, owner of Progressive Alternatives Rehabilitation Service Solutions, that is Kalamazoo, Michigan. Thank you so much.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
For this latest installment of the Pioneer Audio Tour, I've hopped on one of their shuttle buses. We're driving around the Johnston, Iowa campus, Pioneer's largest R&D center. I want to give you some sense of the scale of this place. There are research fields surrounding research buildings, one building after another. I've lost count. Right now, we're passing acres and acres of greenhouses. But what happens inside these buildings is even more enormous than what I can see from outside. Genotyping, predictive analytics, computer simulations, and more to bring you the next generation of Pioneer hybrids and varieties. So we've been driving now for 20 minutes already, and there's still more to see. The Johnston campus, one of the places that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.